We're back on the air on this Getaway Friday, September 11th, 2020, 9/11/20, 16 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Gavin Richards for the duration this morning, having a great time, and the letter still has not showed up. 20 cents postage due, so we can find out what this thing is. I hope it shows up before 1 o'clock today so I can fill
like
the crowd in.
I'd like to see it for
what
sure.
What this is. I hope I have 20 cents. All right. This hour is going to be about the Royals, but again, if you have anything you want to say, veer into the conversation at any point, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I'm not going to out anybody at this particular point, but we have a friend who we are trying to make contact with to call in this hour. How well is that going? Because we're going to check this statute on that every so often.
She has opened the message as of 8 minutes ago.
And she did not respond.
Did not respond. Probably in class.
Okay, well, class can't go all morning.
Right.
So
We'll see.
She better respond at some point. You know, even if it's I'm not going to do it,
right,
there better be some response.
Yeah. That I feel like we've earned that.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, it comes to that are you okay?
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Right.
I don't know if I traumatized her. I don't think I did.
I don't think you did either.
Because we're still, I would call her and I friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think we get along just fine.
I think she's just going through a rough patch right now.
And I think we all know why.
Yeah, well, yeah.
There's no doubt there as to what she's going through. But we still, well, I don't really care.
I'd love to hear from her, though.
I want to hear from her. That's
right.
It. I don't care that she's, I mean, I care when I see her enough to talk about it.
Right.
But other than that.
I just, you know. It'd be great to hear this morning, you know?
It would,
yeah.
Because she's a very, she is one of my favorite people in that particular situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably
the most favorite, is she the favorite girl? Probably. The others don't merit very much.
No. I mean, we can just talk on end, but like me and you, we can.
Just go right down the list
of
people there who have a little problem.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? It's fine. You know,
Some
people just don't got it. But we are no longer going to postpone it or make people wait. We're going to talk about the royal family, which let's run them all down here that we are aware of. Now, the important ones, it starts with the Queen.
Of course.
And her husband, Prince Philip.
Yes.
Okay. And I'll screw this up somewhere. But then her son is Charles, married to Camilla.
Yes.
Okay. Then his kids are Harry and William.
Mm-hmm.
William is married to Kate, and Harry's married to Meghan.
Yeah.
And that's all we care about.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, why are they on the tabloids and the Us Weeklies and every magazine known to man constantly 365 days a year?
Well, let's take a roll back. I think didn't it first start with the whole Harry and Meghan thing?
Well, that was big. That was big because I believe it was the first American to marry into the royal family.
Yes.
And also the first African-American to marry in to the royal family.
Big thing. That's so a big moment.
And she was an actress.
Uh-huh.
And then also he ended up giving up his something.
Yeah.
I still don't really understand what he gave up. Did he give up? Is he not Prince Harry anymore?
I was under the impression he like separated from the royal family and like moved to Canada or something. At least that's what those tabloids were saying.
Well, and my understanding was it was because they were being followed so much.
Mm. Yeah, they just didn't want people paparazziing all them all around.
Yeah, they didn't want the problem anymore.
Correct.
So, is that why they became a big story?
I honestly think they were a big story beforehand because, like I said before, everybody loves the Royals, man. I love all of them. They're super cool. I mean, and I just think a lot of people like them because they kind of just wanted a queen, you know, because she doesn't really have any power now. I mean, she doesn't even know what year it is all the time, but, you know, she's the queen and we love her, though. And, you know, that's just how it is.
Do we know... Well, why has the Queen become so popular? Because I thought it all started with Meghan and Harry.
Right.
But now it seems as if the Queen is constantly on the covers as well. This week, the big story is she's retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't believe that.
No.
I think it was just phony baloney, because I don't think the Queen calls up Us Weekly and says, right. Listen, yeah. I'm going to give you the exclusive.
Hey, this news story in America. How about you run this?
Yeah.
We call you. This is exclusive.
Not the BBC.
Exclusive.
Not the London Times.
No, no.
Us Weekly.
Yeah, Us Weekly.
Us Weekly got the scoop on that. So she's not retiring, but if you go to the grocery store line, you'll see that she is.
Yeah.
But why her? Why is she moving magazines in her ninth decade?
It's just that thing that's just everyone's just so infatuated with her at this point.
But what is that infatuation with a 93, 94-year-old woman who doesn't live here?
I couldn't tell you because, I mean...
But there is one.
There definitely is one, which is why there's even magazines in the first place.
Does anybody know why we're infatuated? Does anybody out there buy those? I'm sure somebody does. Let me know why you're infatuated with the Royals, because I would love to know the theory on this. And even if you're not, why do you think other people are infatuated with the Royals? Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, because I have never understood it.
Well, it's just they're such a figurehead of that country, and they kind of just don't do anything.
They don't do, but they do stuff that we care about. We care about their personal lives intensely.
Right. We as Americans.
We do.
Who don't have, that has nothing to do with how they run their country. But, I guess, you know, people are into them. Like me. I love them. They're great.
Well, don't you think there was somewhat of a one-upsmanship here? Because William will be king.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, William married beautiful, supermodel, beautiful Kate.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a big deal. Big wedding. She's going to be, you know, she'll never be queen, but she'll be something.
She'll, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So this all happened, and they got all the attention, and they're having kids like crazy, mm-hmm. and everything's great. And then all of a sudden, Harry, who gets no attention, steals all the attention.
Well, he becomes the problem child once he, gets an American in on the old royal jewels.
Well, but is that what did it? Is it all her? It's really not him. It's her.
The root of the problem is probably the fact that he married her in the first place.
But it took all the attention off of William and Kate.
And I think they got mad about it because then for a couple weeks there it was like the brothers are feud. And like they were feuding about stuff. And I was like, okay, why do we care?
Well, do you think it really was a feud?
I mean... I always trust the Globe. Those are my favorite points of to get information from.
Well, obviously. At this point, I'm trying to decipher on if there really is any trouble at all, or if this all is just baloney, and we're just trying to sell magazines.
Look, I honestly think it's trying to sell magazines because I don't think there's even a lick of truth in those tabloids. I mean, the Queen retiring? Are you kidding me?
Well, why do you think? I mean, but you would have to say that she probably is a stern person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I don't think they call her grandma.
No. They call her Queen, Your Majesty.
Yeah, and I don't think she's babysitting.
The Queen?
Yeah.
She's over there doing red box stuff.
Right, so where do you think that she... Do you think she ever runs over and visits? Does she visit her son? Does she visit... William, who probably is still there
now,
in England.
Probably not in this day and age, not nowadays, with all the stuff going around.
Well, and she's got her old husband, mm-hmm. who's getting close to 100.
He is ancient.
Yeah. And what was the story a few weeks ago that she was retiring to take care of him?
Yes, to take care of her sick husband.
As if she has nobody to do that.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to go in at 94 and all of a sudden start nursing him back to health.
The queen could do anything at this point, I think.
Why couldn't she do that and still be queen? What would... I mean, it's not like a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, no.
She's got to show up and clock in every morning.
Right.
That did not make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, I don't know why she would have to step down out of her position that really doesn't do anything in the first place.
That was that was the most bizarre of the stories to me. That she had to quit her position. She's never going to quit. Most people stay in those till they die anyway.
Well, like, yeah, you don't really quit that job. You can't really quit that job as the queen of a country.
No, you would not quit that job as the queen of a country. So why do they continue to use this as a story?
Well, obviously it's for selling.
Because she's old?
Selling purposes. If they can get a story out of saying that she's retiring and putting it on a piece of paper and people will buy it. I mean, obviously people will buy it. They wouldn't even print it in the first place, you know?
Well, that's it. And the question is, why do people buy it?
Couldn't tell you. I mean, I don't buy it because I can just sit there and look at them all day.
Perk.
Yeah, I got the inside.
You got the perks.
Yes, sir. I mean, I wouldn't really... I could just Google that stuff. And honestly, the internet is probably more informational than, you know, the Globe and U.S. Weekly or whatever that they're called.
Now, why don't you tell the story without saying the person who said it, but the person who we know who floated a... I think it's a conspiracy theory. I don't really even understand it. But you mentioned Redbox earlier on.
Yes.
So tell us... Start from the beginning.
Okay.
Go from the beginning to the end... we heard this.
Okay, so we're me and Scott talking as usual about random things.
Right. We were on the Royals
because
of the magazines.
I feel like that was the one with Time magazine where they had the whole front cover, the Royals.
Yep. Whole magazine.
Whole thing. It was great.
Cover to cover.
Cover to cover. Our coworker comes up to us and he tells us, he says, you know, the Queen has this red box that all the bills are put into, and she goes in and starts her day by running through those, you know, bills and signing off on them and making sure they're all correct and doing, you know, Queen stuff. And, you know, I just looked at him and I said, my guy, she's like 98 years old. How old is she?
94, 93, something like that.
94, 93. Delusional, okay? She is in no way fit to run a country. And this man comes up to me and says she has this mysterious red box that I have never heard of before. Ever heard of before. And this guy who works with us just somehow knows this out of nowhere. And I wouldn't imagine she had a red box.
What, now, when we're talking about bills, we're not talking about like electric bills.
No,
we're talking about
like changing the country's laws. Bills.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about official documents.
Correct.
Now, first of all, why does she have to sign them? She's not in government.
No, she has no real position of power at all.
No, not in government.
So why would they give it to her?
Right. Why does her? I don't think it does.
It doesn't.
So there's that. Mm-hmm. And then number two, why does it have to be in a box? Why can't they just lay it on her desk?
I don't know. Did he say why?
It was I don't recall, but I think it's a common question.
Well, I mean, it just, when you think of red box, it really symbolizes power, you know.
Really?
According to the Queen, apparently, since this man has the inside scoop on. You know, the red box.
I would think red box would be anger.
Well, that's where you put all the bills that make people angry.
Well, again, why does it have to be a red box?
I'm just getting this from the inside man.
Well, but is this even possibly true?
Oh, God, no.
Right.
No.
Why would you bring this up to other people as if it were a truth? How could that get past anybody's radar?
He stood by it.
Like, right, why?
Religiously stood by it. And I just kept looking at him and like... dude, no, that's not, you don't know what you're talking about. And then he started to go into the dancing and whatnot, and back in the early days.
Back in the early days. And there are pictures.
Yeah, very provocative dancing.
Of the Queen.
Of the Queen.
Of England.
Yes, of England. Yeah, way back in the day, very provocative.
If she did... Why is this a problem?
What? Yeah, who cares?
Who was she dancing with? Like Winston Churchill?
Yeah. Jesus?
Probably, back in those days.
But, you know, back when she was in her 20s.
So I really didn't understand. I couldn't tell either. Was he a fan or not a fan?
He might be the one of the most royalist peoples that I know. The dude was just infatuated with her. He would just went on and on about stuff that she did and did, you know? It was crazy.
But why are we as a people infatuated? Like, why would this person who is 20 or younger,
19, 18,
a male,
yeah,
be infatuated with the royal family? What in the world would inspire that?
Maybe it's just an off topic to know about. I mean, for him, it's just that's just how he is. We know who we're talking about.
Right, but I've never heard him like go in on presidential things like that. It's only been on the queen.
Yeah. I don't I couldn't tell you. I don't really know that inside of that man's head very well. It's kind of weird.
How would you describe the inside of that person's head?
Confusing.
Don't you like those conversations he has?
Oh, no.
Oh, they're fascinating, aren't they?
They just drag.
Oh, we're halfway past the hour now, so have we heard from our friend? Or are we still just, I looked at it, and I'm not going to respond?
No. She definitely looked at it 24 minutes ago.
24 minutes ago now.
24 minutes.
We've now tripled our time on this. 24 minutes ago.
Unfortunate.
This is depressing.
It is depressing.
I cannot believe. Because she's been on the show before.
Right.
What's this?
I don't...
Come on the show.
Yeah, come on the show. Why? It's a wonderful experience to be on the show.
I'm having a
blast. Well, how can anybody not? It's one of those things.
Yes, I'm having a great time.
So and then the other person this morning, I wonder if they're out of the dentist chair by now.
That could be. Might not even been in the dentist chair at all.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We just don't know at this
point. Maybe they got
point.
Rescheduled.
We hope.
We hope.
We hope that everything's well there.
Oh, obviously. I hope everything's well with everybody.
Now, do you think that there is a little bit of dishonesty there? Just in general. We can't know for sure.
No, yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
Oh, this is good. I cannot believe this. We just got an email from a message. Oh. A message. I gotta say message.
Uh-oh.
This is how radio works now.
Wow.
Phone calls are just... We do that sometimes.
That's
but we
the
do messages.
Past.
That's why I have to leave this up over here.
Yes.
And this is a very credible person, by the way.
Very, yes.
Very credible person.
Lay it on me.
It's Redbox.
And
this is a credible person. This
oh
is not...
Oh, my God.
Look at this. Redbox government.
No way.
It's a Wikipedia thing. Okay, here it is. Redboxes are a type of dispatch box produced by Barrow and Gale and are used by ministers in the British government and the British monarch to carry government documents. Oh, this is bad. This is bad
for
us.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
This is bad for us.
Wait a minute.
I know. Similar in appearance to a briefcase, they are primarily used to hold and transport official departmental papers. Okay. Red boxes are one modern form of dispatch boxes, which have been in government use for centuries. Dispatch boxes with a very different design remain in use in the chamber of the lower house of the British and Australian parliaments. Those boxes hold religious books and swearing in new members. Okay. Now, is there anything about the Queen in this, though? Because that's what we need to know.
Right.
And thank you for listening. And thank you for the link,
yes,
by the way.
Yes. Very informative.
All right. I just got another one, I think, here. Okay, here we go. Just got another one. Thank goodness for this person.
Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher's red ministerial? Is that what you would
prime
say?
Prime ministerial?
Because she was the prime minister.
Yeah.
Prime ministerial? Is that how you'd say that?
It's a box for the prime minister?
It sells for a lot of dough in England. But apparently she had one. Margaret Thatcher's box, red box, sold at an auction for a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And she apparently sold her wedding dress and all kinds of things. But, okay, so we now know that... so we can't deny red box anymore.
Okay, so red boxes exist, but does it have anything
to do
with
the Queen?
Does it go to
the Queen? Because that's the relation we're trying to figure out here.
Well, it says...
Does it go to the Queen?
It says Parliament has them.
Oh, hold on. The Wikipedia article. I've got to go back to the Wikipedia article. Because she's addressed down here. Okay, let's see here. What's about... Is there any information about... Royal red boxes.
Oh, no.
It's got its whole section.
Uh-oh.
This could be bad before
this
I even read it.
Yeah,
I feel bad already.
I don't like this.
All right, here we go. Royal boxes are delivered... to the British sovereign every day except Christmas Day and Easter Sunday.
Wow.
They take 2 days off. That's nice.
That's awesome.
By government departments via the page of presents. The Queen's role... oh, this is so bad.
Oh, no.
The Queen's role as the head of state means that she needs to keep abreast of what is happening in Parliament and the governments of all other Commonwealth countries, as well as current events from around the world. Documents in which the monarch must give her signature and royal assent are delivered to her in red dispatch boxes, which the Queen addresses daily. Now, this is bad.
Oh, no, man.
Now there's trouble.
Now there is trouble.
Now there's trouble.
That's not good.
I feel bad now.
I do. I also feel bad.
Now we feel... This is horrible.
I feel like an idiot right now.
Yeah, and I got from this person who's a very reliable person, and I thank them so much for listening. Trust but verify with a laugh is what I get on that one.
Yes.
Well, thank you for listening and proving us wrong.
Yes.
And making this person right. Why didn't we verify this information before we went on the air with it?
Because everything that man says is just out of nowhere.
Oh, well, that's true.
I mean...
But can you, now we have to reevaluate this.
Is this true? We have to reevaluate everything he says. Is it all true?
Oh, man, I don't want to go that far.
Is it all true?
Okay, but now here's the thing. I've never heard of that in my life.
Me neither.
You've never heard of that in your life. Why has he heard of that?
He knows a lot of weird stuff.
I guess, but it's true.
Well, yeah. Well, I just thought it would be weird for them. So she basically just gets a bunch of stuff that tells her what's going on in their country.
And I guess she does have things to sign. I don't know that it was bills.
Is there even a point to that? Like, because like we said before, she doesn't really have any position of power in the country. So why would she have to sign anything like official? Well, I guess it's for like not governmental things. But I don't know.
That's just depressing to me.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
Because I would have never guessed in 10,000 years that would have been true.
Me neither. Because again, I've never heard of that in my entire life.
No, it sounds like a ridiculous story.
And then, you know, the way he pitched it to us, you know, he already has a bad rep of saying stuff that isn't
phony,
true.
Phony stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Very pseudo, you know. So when he just said like something like out of left field like that, I just assumed... So,
well, I guess you never assume.
You never assume because it makes sense.
Yep, and he was right.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to go apologize to him?
No.
No,
me either. Absolutely not.
No.
Doesn't
not at all.
No.
Probably will continue to say it's false.
I will also continue to say it's false.
Because at this point, really, what do we got to lose?
He doesn't know that it's... Well, maybe he does know.
Do you think he does know. He knows for sure.
He knows the whole thing. Or maybe you think he just heard about it. But I think because of how he is, he knows the whole thing.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I'm sure. Well, he edits Wikipedia pages.
He does. He edits Wikipedia.
That's what he does in his spare time.
He did that one.
You think he did that one?
He was on that one.
It's not phony.
Not phony. Obviously.
It's true, but he's done some work on it.
Oh, for sure. He might be like a moderator on there.
One day he was trying to tell me this whole bit. And I took a nap. I took a nap with my eyes open. But it was a nap. I don't remember what he said. I remember him trying to start and tell me about something. And then I woke up later on.
It's just like that. It's just like whenever he starts talking, I my head hurts. Like, it's just hard to listen to him talk because it's just so out of nowhere. And it doesn't really talk about things that relate.
Why don't we have that sort of thing in this country?
What do you mean?
Red boxes. Don't you think we should have some form of a red box?
We probably do have some form of a red box, just not a red box.
What if it were blue?
We also just have, like, so Parliament is just one... It was one group, right? We have, like... all these branches...
That don't get along.
Yeah, all these branches that don't get along and... all these corkscrews that don't really matter, you know, all these turns in our government.
I'm shocked now. Yeah, I really have nothing left to say.
I'm at an awe currently.
I feel bad because normally I would check somebody's information before I would go to air with it.
It was just so outlandish.
Well, and this person, I just put no confidence in at all.
No.
But now I'm going to have to believe their stuff. Even though I will never tell them that I believe their stuff.
I still won't believe their stuff, but I will verify. Thank you to this person.
Oh, that person I believe totally.
Yeah.
Who sent the information. Yes. She's a very credible person. But not the person who originally gave the information. He doesn't know anything. Well, apparently he does, though, now. Now I got to change my whole philosophy on it.
My life has changed currently. It's been changed. We've witnessed lives being changed.
Today?
Yeah.
Let's just take a moment and check in. Are we up to like 35 minutes now that we're not hearing anything from this person who's looked at the Snapchat?
33
minutes. She's looked and she's not responding.
I'm going to go with she's in class.
Well, but how long can a class last?
I don't know.
Not like a marathon class.
Couldn't tell you. She didn't give me any information further.
Oh man, there's going to be something.
Going to be something. Yeah. Yeah, I'm in it all right now.
I really don't even know where to go. I was going to make fun of the red box for another 20 minutes,
We can't do it.
Can't do it.
Because it's real.
Real?
Oh, my God.
How is that?
Well, now we just got to go into stuff that he said before and think, oh, maybe it is real.
I want to know how I still got 20 cents postage due. There's a lot of intrigue this morning.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that need to be talked about, for sure.
It's a big morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
big morning. No more red box talk, though. It's sad because, I tell you, let's spend this time talking about this because I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this. But this will be the first election presidential that you've been able to vote in, right?
Yes.
Are you going to vote?
No.
No, you're not going to vote.
I just don't think it matters.
Really? Well, this is an interesting topic.
Yeah, I don't think my vote would particularly matter, and I either get to vote for a big idiot or a dementia-filled crazy person.
Whoa! Well, those are some opinions.
Sorry.
So you're not for... Well, you can have opinions. That's allowed.
No, yeah. No, I just don't think it matters. My vote matters in the grand scheme of things on that on a federal level. Like, if I were voting for, like, a county thing, sure, that could change, you know, in my area. But, like, if I vote for a president... Plus, we're just voting for, like, people to vote for us. You go, it doesn't really sway their opinions.
So on election night, it will not matter to you either way?
No. I could care less.
But you could vote?
I could.
No.
Yeah, I could.
But you won't?
I probably won't, no.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm just not...
Not a fan of either?
No, not really. And if, you know, people come up to me and start talking about politics, I'm not, you know, really engaged because I don't really care.
Are you shocked by how many people are engaged?
Yeah, honestly. Because I'm at the point where it's just like, I don't care, and it's just going to happen whether I put in my vote or not, you know. And I don't even know who I'd vote for because, again, I don't get into politics, you know, very much. I don't watch the news. I don't keep up on their polls and whatnot. I don't get into that sort of thing because it doesn't really matter to me, you know.
Well, it's just interesting to me, and I saw it during the conventions, how invested people are in the election process.
Well, I mean, this year, I mean, it's harder for everyone to be in the part of the election process this year. Everyone's mailing their stuff in back to the 20 cents, back to the mail.
Oh, don't bring up the mail. I got a whole mail issue going on right now.
Yeah. But it's just a hard time right now, especially with all that's going on in the world, plus this election, which in my eyes are two very poor candidates on either side. But, you know, again, I don't follow their politics, so I don't really have a good basis to judge on.
Well, I am interested in how many people who are of a younger nature are interested, which I think is good.
Oh, yeah.
Good for them.
More power to you. You know, I know a lot of people who are political, and I just think that's great that they, you know, are taking initiative. But to me, it's just, nah.
Well, I think more young people are out putting up signs and passing out literature and doing things of that nature than older people.
I'd say it's about the same. There's a lot of old people that very, very strongly project their political views on other people.
I would say that's true, but I also think that the young people, I bet they're the ones knocking over signs, which, by the way, you shouldn't do.
Right.
Don't go out and knock over somebody's sign.
Yeah.
But you see a lot of that. Now, I'm guessing that's not a 70-year-old person.
No, I would say that's definitely a younger person. I wouldn't say that they were like taking down their signs because they are for the other side. Maybe they're just over it entirely.
Vandals.
Right.
They're just vandals.
Yeah. Maybe they're just anti-government.
Well, those signs cost a little bit of money. And people reuse them a lot. So people have got to be a little more sensible about that. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. So Gavin, I'm pleased to hear that a younger person is listening to our station, because some people think that our demographic is older. It does sway older, but honestly, it's diverse. And it's kind of hard to imagine. I looked up your date of birth online, and you were probably potty training when 9/11 occurred. And it's
really I was 2001.
About 2 years and 2 months, right?
Yep.
You've already had a background check done on you.
Uh-oh.
Probably don't remember it. I'll mention my age once, and I'll go on. I was 37.
Gotcha.
So it really did kind of shock me. I was actually on a service call at a place in West Jefferson that I was doing work for, and I just didn't believe it. I opened up AOL, because that's what people were using a lot, and I just saw this picture of the plane crashing into the towers. I said, what the heck is going on?
Right.
So it really... it was just a total shocker, and you don't really either believe it or understand it first, and it just sinks in. And we've never recovered. We won't recover.
Right.
And it really is pretty amazing. But I was intrigued, Gavin, where you mentioned that you weren't that politically active, and that you kind of sound like me. You don't like any of them, and you're kind of independent, but you understand you probably have to pick the one that you can tolerate the most. Do you think the younger demographic is swinging left, or is that over-dramatized by the media? Do you think you're more common, where you're a little disinterested because of not liking either candidate, or you maybe like me, you just kind of make your own decision about it?
From my view, I really just think that younger people nowadays tend to be more liberal. They tend to associate more with like the politically correct culture and the more liberal side of things, and I think that's awesome. I think that people who, you know, get into what they want to get into and believe what they want to believe is just being their own person. I think that's great, but you know, just for me, it just doesn't click very well, and I just don't really see a point in voting or anything like that. But you know, I think back to it, you know, younger people generally go liberal, I think, in my eyes.
It was kind of the opposite when I was in college. Reagan really had an influence on everybody. I think of myself as being just a little bit to the right, really. I'm middle of the road, but I really haven't changed my views. I look at what I believe politically and economically. It's the same as what I believed when I was 10 years old or when I was your age. I just the parties are moving so far in either direction. It's not a case where they're both kind of the same, like it is in many places in Europe. The total polar opposites.
Right.
And I call myself an eclectic independent or a fiscal conservative independent, which is basically what I am. But the perspective of the parties has changed. I mean, you look at Clinton; he was really quite fiscally conservative. When people receiving assistance to work, the Telecom Act, even something I didn't even really agree with, and that's so different from what we're seeing right now. And I guess it's kind of an exciting time, Gavin, for you to be a young voter. But maybe it's also a case where you get frustrated because you don't really see anybody that you like.
Right.
You never really know, and just the name calling and the back and forth. I'd like to say that the debates will be entertaining, but they're going to be dirty.
Right.
But I guess they'll be dirty and entertaining at the same time.
And I just think my generation. I'm 21 years old now, and I think we all grew up with Obama. Like, he had two terms. He was elected in 2008, and I was 8 years old. And at that time, we were just starting to learn about, like, what the president does and stuff like that. So he was president through basically my entire school, you know, life. So up until, you know, I started college. But
that's probably why I see my generation as more liberal, because our president the entire time was a Democrat. So
yeah, I mean, the political correctness, it certainly increased greatly under Obama, and I'm in general a someone who doesn't support it. I think a lot of it actually is very incorrect, and a lot is just being picky. It's okay to laugh at something, even if it's a little, even if it might offend some people. I think we got bigger problems right now, and if you're too uptight, too stiff about what you might say or what somebody else says, you sit there walking on eggshells all the time.
Right.
And I think a line can be drawn.
Right.
And we'll certainly see that at the debates, because the way the two candidates talk is very different.
Right. Yeah.
And also the case, I think Donald certainly is better off the cuff because he's kind of unscripted, whereas Biden, he has a long history in politics, and he acts more naturally, like you might expect a politician to talk. But maybe people want an outsider. That's what helped Trump before, and we'll see if that helps him. We'll see if that helps him this time.
Right.
Because it'll certainly be a spectacle.
Yeah, and I'm excited
and
to see where things go.
When I was younger, I saw Carter give way to Reagan, two very different presidents. I didn't think it was possible for two men to be so different. As you look, you know, Clinton and the Bushes, they really aren't that different. They're both kind of toward the middle. That's why they kind of kissed and made up, and they're all friends, and they became friends. And we went from Obama to Trump. Could there be two more different men? Obama, a law professor. Trump, a street smart businessman who sometimes gets in trouble with his mouth, but you either laugh at him or laugh with him, depending, or kind of as I do, probably at it and with at the same time.
Well, speaking of that, because we covered it yesterday, what I think is interesting, it'd be interesting to get a perspective here. What did you make of the comments from the Woodward book that we now have learned through a phone conversation that, because the rub has always been that President Trump didn't know anything about coronavirus, it would have been bad for any president. Well, we now know on February 7th, more than a month before the general public was immersed in it, that he did know about it. He did know how serious it was. He had talked to the president of China about it, and that he says, I downplayed it on purpose.
Well, as I see it, Scott, it's been greatly magnified. I have great, great sympathy for your guest of this week. However, it is a communicable disease, and I don't believe it's a pandemic. Pandemic obviously is a broad-ranging word, but I feel it's been exaggerated. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for the press and others to make a news story become major, become opinionated. Your friend Phil Donahue said, if it bleeds, it leads. And he's absolutely right.
Right, but I guess the question is that I believe, if I'm correct on this, that if you are the president and you know on February 7th and you admit that you're downplaying it, you, to say the words downplay, which is what he said, he must mean it's bigger.
Well, it depends how you look at it, Scott. If you feel that would invite panic, which it certainly would, or do you feel that maybe we need to stop and take a look at this before we go ahead and consider this to be such a major issue? And it's the opposite of what DeWine has done twice. DeWine, with the sudden closing of the businesses, then that, who knows if that positive test result was fake or it was just an inaccurate test. We'll never really know. I think it's probably a combination of the two. I haven't made a full decision, Scott, but you know how I feel about the issue. I feel it's been exaggerated. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but we have communicable diseases all the time, and I'm also an advocate of just staying healthy. No, you don't close the gyms. You don't close small businesses. If you don't feel like going, don't go. No one is forcing anybody to go. That's not something the government can do. And I feel that when DeWine did that set of closures in March, he was inducing panic. And that's the opposite end of the spectrum. And to me, you know, someone who believes we have rights as Americans, as long as we do it responsibly, you look at the polar opposite of how those two politicians conducted it when they decided it was time to take some action, or at least decide what to do when hearing about something. And yeah, ironically, they're both thought of as being conservative. I think of Donald Trump as more of an independent, but certainly DeWine is historically conservative. but yet they had such different views as to how they did things, which also makes things so interesting. And then it was a lot of the Democratic governors who followed what DeWine did. But in asking about the report with Trump, I can understand why he wouldn't want people to panic. And I don't think it was because he didn't want the economy to crash. He was trying to decide, along with the appropriate people to advise him, how much of a major issue it was. And I believe it's been overblown, as you know. There's no secret about how I feel. So although I'm kind of undecided, I certainly understand what he's saying. And as I mentioned earlier, it's going to make for some very vocal debates and a lot of name-calling, and let's hope that both candidates can conduct themselves as gentlemen. I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but let's see if they can.
We shall see. Well, thanks for calling.
No problem. And Gavin, just wanted to ask you, are you a regular listener to the station? Because it's just great to have younger people listen and get involved. I did not know who you were, so I had to look you up. So
no, you're good.
Have you been listening for a while, or what? How did you get involved or get acquainted with the station?
I started working with Scott about 7-8 months ago, and we just clicked. Basically we were doing what we're doing now, just talking back and forth, basically without microphones in front of us. So I eventually learned he was doing radio, and I listened in here and there, and I just always been wanting to, you know, get on, talk about stuff, and I'm having a great time. Happy for you to call in.
It's such a good exercise in being on a talk station, because you never quite know what will be discussed, and your opinions are always invited and welcome. He never really provides his own opinion, but that's okay. The fact that he can do that, because it's hard for me to do that. I always, even if I say I'm not going to provide my own opinion, I always do. And Scott is quite a master at that. So he's certainly a good influence. And please continue to listen. We really appreciate your being part of the station. And I think the diversity we have in our hosts, which I think has been growing the last several months, is just great. And the more views, the better.
Thank you, Adam.
Okay, have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye. Thanks. You as well. There we go. And we were coming up on a break. That's why we had to hurry, hurry the call, because we're going in 60 seconds, and I wanted to get a report on the person who is not answering.
Wow, yeah, I was looking at that.
Well, what minute are we at?
We are currently at 50 minutes.
And nothing.
Total. Yeah, no.
Total blackout. If you hit an
ghosted.
Hour, there's no way that class is still going on.
Ghosted.
No class goes more than an hour.
Don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Well, see, this plays into the fact now that I believe there wasn't a class. I hate to say that.
I've
been wrong about the red box this morning, so it's not like
we're
I could
not,
be wrong
we're not
again.
On great, we're not on we're on a great no, terms currently on no. the old guessing stuff.
You know, about the whole pandemic thing, though, here in 30 seconds before we break again, I just don't know. I don't know why there is such a division on that.
Of thinking it's real or not real?
Real or not real. I mean, it's kind of like global warming to me. I'm not sure why it's political. Mm. I don't understand that.
Me neither.
You think you would go to the scientist and the doctors on this one. I'm not a scientist and I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to somebody in that field and ask them. And we had somebody in this week who had suffered with COVID. So I certainly know it's not a hoax.
Right.
So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, do what you want, I guess. But
your
in the
life,
end,
man.
It's, you know what? We all have free will.
We're all just people, man.
We're coming back in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing.
And for the first time, I'm very happy to say, doing the first broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Wee Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where